Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
All right, deep dive time. We're checking out The Juice today.
Mm-hmm.
You know that app kids use these days to learn about, well, everything.
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking nuclear power, spider venom, brain cleanup crews.
Interesting mix.
Are ready to see what your kids are getting curious about?
Always fascinating to peek into their worlds. Let's dive right in.
First up, Google and Amazon are going nuclear.
Hold on. What?
Not in like a bad way. This is about clean energy.
Oh, okay. Got it for a second, I thought. Right, clean energy. That makes more sense. It's interesting though, right? These tech giants, they're turning to nuclear power.
It's a controversial source.
Yeah, definitely has its own baggage.
To fuel the massive energy demands of their AI projects.
Which, when you think about it, it makes sense. AI is power hungry.
Literally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder about the future of all this tech, what it means for our energy needs.
Big question. And those reactors they're planning won't even be ready until 2030.
Wow. So we've got a while to figure it out.
Right. This is a good one. To get those conversations going with kids, though, where does energy come from?
Yeah.
What are the pros and cons of different sources?
Mm-hmm.
Even the whole debate around nuclear power. Get into it.
Absolutely. Environmental responsibility, technological progress.
Yeah.
Even ethics, right?
So much to unpack.
It's complex stuff dressed up as a simple headline.
Speaking of complex,
mm-hmm.
from complex tech to, well, creepy crawlies.
Oh, no. What do we have now?
Our next story is straight out of a nightmare for some. Black widow spiders.
Don't tell me. Spiders are not my favorite.
Don't worry. We're not suggesting anyone cuddle up to one of those.
Okay, good.
This is about a scientific breakthrough.
Oh, really?
We've known their venom is dangerous. That's not new. But now, thanks to some seriously cool technology.
Let me guess. AI.
Scientists have actually figured out how it works.
No way.
On a molecular level.
Wow.
They even built a 3D model of the venom.
That's incredible. What will they think of next?
Right. The best part.
There's more.
Understanding how the venom works could lead to new ways to treat bites.
Oh, wow.
And maybe even inspire more effective pesticides that are easier on the environment.
So it's a win-win. This is a perfect example of how nature can inspire some amazing innovation.
Totally. And a fun way to spark kids' curiosity about science.
Oh, yeah.
Get them interested in STEM.
For sure. I bet there are some budding scientists out there who'd love this.
From spiders to brains.
Okay, hold on. Spiders to brains. What's next? Are we making a snack suggestion?
No, not at all. Right, so get ready for this. Scientists have discovered something called the glymphatic system.
The what system?
Glymphatic. Imagine a brain cleaning crew working while you sleep.
Okay, that sounds kind of cool, actually. Go on. So it's like taking out the trash while we sleep. I like it. Our brains are amazing.
They really are. And this glymphatic system, it flushes out those harmful proteins.
The ones that can cause all sorts of problems, right?
Exactly, like dementia.
And it does all this while we're snoozing. Man, I need to make sure I'm getting enough sleep.
Right. Always a good reminder for all of us. This story is a great one to get kids thinking about brain health.
For sure. Those brains are important.
The importance of sleep, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And even just the amazing things our bodies do.
Without us even realizing, it makes you wonder what else they're figuring out down there.
Right. Speaking of figuring things out.
Yeah.
Did you know even Snoop Dogg has something to say about learning these days?
Wait, Snoop Dogg, as in the rapper.
The one and only.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about the importance of listening to older generations.
Interesting. What'd he say?
He said something like, you know, young people might lead you straight into a wall, but your elders can help you navigate life's twists and turns.
Makes sense. Got to respect the wisdom of those who've been there, done that. All those life lessons, right?
Totally. And they probably have some good stories, too. Well, get ready for this. An American just dominated a very British sport, and it involves horse chestnuts.
Horse chestnuts. You've definitely got my attention now. What is this all about?
So apparently there's this game in England called Conkers.
Conkers. Never heard of it.
Me neither, until now. Basically, you swing a horse chestnut.
Which they call a conker.
Yep. You swing a conker at your opponent's conker, and you try to smash it.
That's it. Sounds intense.
Right. And get this. An American woman named Kelsey Bonschbach, she just won the whole thing.
No way. The World Conquer Championship. What are the odds?
I know, right? Apparently, she had never even heard of Conkers until recently.
You've got to love that. Talk about a quick study. This is such a good story, though. Trying new things, you know, embracing a challenge, even if it seems a little out there.
And proof that you don't need years of experience to succeed.
Sometimes all you need is a little luck and a lot of determination, right?
Exactly. Although there was a bit of a scandal with this year's championship.
A scandal? Don't leave me hanging. What happened?
Well, the winner of the men's division, there were some suspicions about his conker.
Oh, no, you're kidding. What was it, like, genetically modified or something?
Pretty much. People thought he might have tampered with it to make it stronger.
Oh, man, some people. So much for good sportsmanship. I guess even conkers isn't safe.
Right. I guess it just goes to show, even in the most unexpected places, there are lessons to be learned, you know, about integrity, fair play.
Absolutely. Okay, what's next? We've covered brains, spiders, and now athletic horse chestnuts. This is wild.
All right, last story for this batch. We're jumping back across the pond to the UK, but this time it's about politics.
Politics, always interesting. What's going on over there?
Okay, imagine if the only way you could be in charge of making laws was if you were born into the right family.
Wait, what? That doesn't seem very fair. How does that even work?
So it's a system that's been around for ages, but now there's a big push to change it in the UK.
Okay.
They're talking about removing something called hereditary peers from the House of Lords.
The House of Lords, is that like their version of Parliament?
It's their upper house of Parliament, yeah.
Got it.
And these hereditary peers, they get their positions just from family ties. They inherited them.
Wow, so they're talking about a major shakeup. That's huge. Talk about a blast from the past, tradition versus progress, right?
Yeah.
How is power distributed?
It's a big debate, for sure.
What does a modern democracy look like? It makes you think.
Big questions. And probably a good one to discuss with kids, you know? Different types of government, what's fair, how even those long-standing traditions.
It can be challenged. It can happen.
Right. It's like a real-life lesson in civics happening right now.
Love it. Okay. Before we move on to the next batch of stories, anything stand out to you from this group? Any themes?
Lots of big ideas. But one thing that really jumps out, it seems like a lot of these stories, they're all about pushing boundaries.
Pushing boundaries, yeah. I like
that. Whether it's, you know, technology, science.
Even challenging those old ways of doing things, right?
Exactly. We saw it with Google and Amazon turning to nuclear power, those scientists going deep into black widow venom.
And let's not forget that American woman who conquered the world of conkers.
Right. Talk about pushing boundaries.
Yeah.
So yeah, this idea of embracing new experiences, challenging yourself.
Definitely a theme there.
It keeps popping up.
It's inspiring. Okay, I think that just about wraps up our deep dive for today. We've covered a lot of ground.
We really have. From those ancient artifacts to glowing plants. Talk about a whirlwind.
And we can't forget about those conkers.
Never. But what always gets me with the juice is it's not just about entertainment. Sure, the stories are fascinating, but it's about so much more than that.
100%. It's about getting those young minds thinking.
Sparking that curiosity.
Maybe even inspiring the next generation of, I don't know, scientists, artists, thinkers. Who knows what these kids will come up with.
And on that note, time for us to sign off. Until next time, keep those brains buzzing, everyone. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.